Welcome to the GCSE History Revision Podcast, brought to you by Abraham Darby Academy. Episode 1, Anglo-Saxon Law and Order.
Weregeld.
A weregeld was a sort of compensation price. For instance, if a victim lost a foot in a fight, the attacker would have to pay a compensation for the injury. In this case, they would have to pay 40 shillings. For a murder, the weregeld depended on the social class of the victim. If a very important community member was killed, like an earl, then the murderer would have to pay a hefty fee of about 1,500 shillings.
Tithing.
A tithing was a group of 10 men. The youngest were about 14 years old. The job of a man in a tithing was to ensure that if a member committed a crime, they would be brought to justice. If the guilty one was punished, then the others in the tithing would have to be punished too, usually paying a fine. If the guilty man did not turn up to his trial, he was considered an outlaw.
Trial by ordeal.
Trial by ordeal was when a suspect was given a test to see if God found him, her, guilty. This test normally involved torture of some kind, like having to hold a red hot iron for 10 slow paces. After this ordeal, the suspect's wound was bandaged. After a period of a few weeks, the bandage was removed. If the wound had healed cleanly, the suspect was innocent. If the wound was infected, then God had punished the suspect and she was guilty of a crime.
Trial by oath.
Trials were held by the aldermen at large open-air meetings of the village called folk moots. If the person accused of the crime failed to appear, he was assumed guilty. His kindred paid the compensation, or he was declared an outlaw. If he did appear, he swore an oath that he was innocent. By the Lord, I am not guilty of the crime with which I am charged. He also produced oath helpers, usually his kindred. They swore, by the Lord, defendant's oath is true and not false.
Hue and cry.
In common law, a hue and cry was a process by which bystanders were summoned to help catch a criminal who had been witnessed in the act of committing a crime. The people who had witnessed a crime would shout out and blow horns to pass on the message. Anyone within earshot then had to assist in the hunt and, if necessary, chase the criminal. If they refused, they would be fined. Thanks for listening to episode 1, Law and Order in Anglo-Saxon England. If you click on subscribe to this in iTunes from the Jellycast website, you will ensure that you receive all future updates from this history series of podcasts.